Does Lima like?
Or does Lima no like?
Like?
Tummy likey.
I'm liking it.
I like it a lot.
No like.
He doesn't like you.
I don't like you either.
You're tacky and I hate you.
Like or no like. No like or no like.
But I definitely knew what I liked, and I definitely knew what I didn't like.
Obviously, a very, very rough day. I do remember last week, somebody called about the college offense. Do you remember that?
Oh, there might have been a caller, yes, that we replayed a couple times.
Yeah. Well,
Lima no likes.
I mean, do you want to see more of that RPO game? Because I think I've seen enough.
God.
Holy cow.
No.
Holy
no.
cow. That was the one thing we thought, well, they'd be able to just go back to Deshaun's college days and be able to run that. The RPO thing is like the worst thing they're doing.
I realize, you do realize why there isn't much RPO anymore as
why
there used
is
to
that,
be. Why, not as much as it used to be. It takes forever. I mean, it feels like it takes forever to get the play out, to get it going. You got to decide whether or not we're handing. How did this ever become an offense to begin with? You got to figure out, all right, we hand the ball off or are we not? Okay, we didn't hand the ball off. Now I have to let him curl out into the flat. And the only way to speed it up is if you do what they did, and that's short routes that becomes, like you were saying, dink and dunk. It's forever.
Well, and in college, they dumb it down to such a point where they're like, you're reading one guy. Because these are mostly good teams that they know the protection's going to be there. They know there's not going to be a lot of variables. They know that you're bigger than those guys. So it's not coming out. In the NFL, all that stuff is literally wiped off. And you could literally see Deshaun going through the mental anguish of, oh my God, I don't know what to do. And these plays are not working. These plays are just not working. And remember, all we heard about the new offense and the things they were installing before the season started while he was going through his mental reps with that towel, the one thing everybody told us was, oh, they're doing the RPO stuff. You're going to see a lot more RPO. You know what? I think four games in, we could say, maybe we don't need to see any more of the RPO stuff because it is not working. Along with that, maybe
Lima no lie.
Maybe some of that pre-snap motion stuff is not for the Browns either, because if the veteran wide receiver, Amari Cooper, is not getting set on time and the offense is relying on that, and if he can't pull that off, maybe that's not going to work for the Browns
someone
either.
Someone find me analysis on how much we're getting called to that compared to other teams. I want to know if that's an our problem or if that's an entire NFL problem.
That was a killer.
I got to tell you, these last couple of weeks, I didn't want to watch any of the games after the Browns lost against the Giants, and then I don't want to watch any of the games leading up to them because I'm doing the pregame show, getting ready for the Browns. My viewing experience of the NFL is not what it should be. Not what it should be. So I know you're having fun watching all these other games. I'm not seeing them.
Well, I remember when Mike Florio wrote that column about they're going to enforce some of this motion stuff and they're tinkering with it and the referees are going to be out in front of it when this was supposed to be the year that we're installing all of that stuff. And it just feels so like we're behind.
Tedious.
We're a step behind
everything
that you want to do.
And you're probably right, but man, it seems to be so ticky-tack and tedious. It's like, I was moving towards. He was like, was yeah. he? The lean? Like, part of me just wants to go, it's pro football, guys. It's supposed to be entertaining. Who gives a bleep? Good God almighty. Like, if it wasn't egregious, why are we calling this? And yeah, I'm a Browns fan, so
it seemed like they were completely, totally, utterly
I have,
confused.
Real quick, this, I don't know how many games, if this includes yesterday's game or not, but they are fourth right now on pre-snap offensive penalties.
Man.
So we do it a lot. Okay.
Sorry, tied for third with Baltimore, the Chargers, the Vikings.
Well, it's okay because the first 3 weeks it was just preseason, according to Lima, so everything's fine.
So throw those out.
Apparently it was for the Baltimore Ravens.
That's what it's there for. We're learning.
Holy cow, did you see them last night? Meanwhile.
Lima likes.
Hey, you know what? There was something nice from yesterday's game. Rodney McLeod, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be here tomorrow to talk about this play and the other things, too.
It's Tucker pointless. In motion. Minshew gives to White. Running right. Hit in the backfield. Ball is down. Picked up by the Browns. Picked up and run it down the sideline. Rodney McLeod. Touchdown!
That was a huge moment. It gave you a new lease on life in that game. Was it McGuire who had the original tackle, and then JOK came in to dislodge the football?
JOK made the dislodging, yeah.
Yeah, and then McLeod was Johnny on the spot and took it back for a touchdown. Did you think we were going to win the game at that point?
I did, and it sucks now because we can't even really have a lot of fun with it. Like, we can talk about, like, hey, what was it like? That's it. Because if he celebrates, if he sounds happy about it whatsoever, it's like, well, is he putting himself above the team and all this other crap? God, I hate this. God, this is even worse than I thought it was going to be.
Now, I was looking. Even worse. I was looking for the big synchronized dance, and now I didn't see anything. And then I tweeted, "Oh, Schwartz must have banned dancing in a small town." But somebody said they were doing a leapfrog. They were doing some of that. They didn't cut to that, so maybe the Browns fans in attendance could see it.
And then show the leapfrog.
I didn't see anything like that. But I will say this.
Lima Lights.
I mean, Browns fans, they took over Vegas. It was an incredible takeover. Kenny, my Instagram, you get the updates from everybody in your world. It was nonstop. Really, from Thursday on, these Browns fans were out there taking over the nightclubs, the day clubs, the beach clubs, the very, very expensive steakhouses. People were ordering, Kenny, the golden steak, the tomahawk steak. Thousands of dollars.
Might as well.
Thousands
take it with
of
you.
Dollars they were spending
game
on steak.
Game wasn't going to bring you any enjoyment. You might as well have the gold steak.
But you are...
It sucks, Anthony.
Well,
this
yeah.
really sucks. I'm trying to be positive in any way I can, and I can't do it.
Think about those fans that spent the money. We at least just sat there and watched it and didn't spend...
You were just sad in your basement. Yeah. They were sad on the plane back.
Yeah, can you
they're
imagine?
Sad right now
well,
on the plane back.
Right, right. They're probably landing as we speak.
Yes.
Right there, the red eye.
Great.
It was just incredible. Incredible, the Browns fans. Like, the scene before the game, the walking to the game, the here we go Brownies. That could be the last road trip that they make this year, given the state of affairs. That was rough. I felt bad.
Lima no likes.
Jose got screwed. 161, he was chasing 40, 40, 40. He ends his season with 39, 39, 41 because yesterday rained out. They had a three-hour rain delay, and eventually they called it quits. So his chase for something, how many times in the history of baseball, 40, 40, 40, he had a chance to reach rarefied air. And so I feel like something needs to be done about this because he only got to play, the team only played 161 games. He didn't get that last chance on the season. And the game, of course, meant nothing. They didn't need to make it up because the Yankees had secured the number one overall seed. So that's...
They do have a simulated game today.
If he gets a stolen base. Oh, no, he has a stolen base. If he gets the double or a home run in that simulated game, should
Let's
they count
do it.
It?
They've got one tomorrow as well. I don't know who's pitching. Today is Tanner Bibee on the mound. I don't know who's pitching tomorrow, though.
One thing from the college ranks.
What if he does it in the postseason? They can't. No.
Yeah, just count it.
Yeah.
Well, we still don't
this
know what to do
counts.
With the tiebreaker games, remember?
Let's just do it only in the first game. Give us one, right? That's game 162.
Is that weird doubleheader thing unfolding today between?
I believe so. The Braves and the Mets.
And if they split it, if they split the doubleheader, they both get in.
They split. They're both in. If one of them sweeps, that one's in. The other one's out. And the Diamondbacks, I think, are in.
Well, there's a scenario where you don't even have to play the second game.
Yeah,
there is that scenario, which they will.
Well, maybe that changed. Yeah.
There's the money that's involved.
So
in
is this a good baseball day? Is this a lot of fun today, or did they take some of the heat out of it, knowing that? Well, if they just split, they both get in. People think shenanigans could be going on behind the scenes.
I wouldn't want to have this. It's
like Chargers, Raiders.
Right. Wait, we had that. We had that in the NFL. I will say the one crappy thing, as that Georgia-Alabama game was, 12-team playoff killed that game. Game meant nothing.
I don't know how you say that. I thought it was a great game. I thought it was fun. I don't think it means
nothing. The defense was not great. That looked like Pac-10 back in the day.
It was fun.
At night. Well, it's definitely fun.
By the way,
it's fun when they don't tackle. Holy cow.
Did Kalen DeBoer run away from the Big Ten by going to Alabama? Answer me that one, buddy boy.
We'll have time to
find it.
That's
it. Or excuse me, for Lima Lights.